and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
For just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, let God help you. Let God help you. If you don't mind, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, let God help you. Turn to the next neighbor. Say, neighbor, let God help you. Amen. You see, a lot of times you don't know who you're sitting by and what they're going through and what they're dealing with. But just that little nudge of encouragement to let God help them may be the most helpful thing they've heard all day. Paul deals with the church at Philippi, and he ministers to them concerning the carrying of their burdens and their problems, which are many, in addition to them being Christians and their lives being at stake, and the multitude and myriad of other concerns. He raises this truth up before them and presents it before them because it is necessary for the church, for the believers to know that if you're going to pray, you don't need to worry. But if you're going to worry, you don't need to pray. You've got to learn that the God you serve is supreme. He is superior. He is the great high, the most high, the superior high. There is none higher, none greater, none better than he. And for us to know that we belong to God is an indictment against our relationship with God, to have problems and not take them to God in prayer. God doesn't want us to worry about anything. Anything. Not even the little bitty things. God doesn't want us to worry about the problem when it seems to be arising and escalating in our lives. What God wants us to do is recognize that he is able to do anything but fail. Now, while we hear this and while we know this, we don't always do this. I see some believers who've walked with the Lord for many years, no smile on their face, no joy in their hearts, don't seem to have a spirit of fellowship, of worship, not because they are mean or not because the enemy has turned them against Christ, but because they've allowed little problems to become so mountainous that it overshadows the joy and the focus and the view of seeing God bigger than their problems. Listen to what Paul says here. He says, be careful for nothing. Now let's take a moment out and deal with this word careful, because of course the word translated means anxious. He says, be anxious for nothing. Be worried for nothing. Be troubled for or about nothing. Now, that's powerful to say, man, Paul, you don't know what I'm going through. It doesn't matter. You don't know what the doctors just told me. It don't matter. You don't know what case is pending against me. It doesn't matter. I just lost my job. It doesn't matter. My family is breaking up. Doesn't matter. No matter what you have to put before God, you should bring it with the assurance that as a child of God, God will take care of you. Be anxious for nothing. Why? Paul, you really don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't tell me, be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Why? He says to us, because there is a reason why you as a believer don't have to be careful or anxious or worried about things if you do these three things. One, pray. Prayer. Listen, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, not some things, everything. See, our problem is we take some things to the Lord, but we don't take everything, because we think we've got it made. We think we're intelligent enough to syllogistically deduce from cause to effects, work out our own problems, handle our own situations until we mess it up so bad, then we act like we don't know who to turn to. Because if we would have let him handle it when it was little, it never would have gotten to that point where it's overtaking us. So he says, in everything, listen, by prayer. He starts off with this formal communication, because prayer is the way by which God has given the believer the ability to share his or her heart with him individually. You see, I can pray for you and others can pray for you, but let me tell you what God wants you to do. Pray for yourself. You see, the truth of the matter is there are some things that God just wants to hear from you. If you want something from him. And so you have got to begin by prayer, communicating with him. Well, I don't know how to pray. Do you know how to talk? Do you know how to just tell him what's on your heart? Tell him what's on your mind? Just speak to him and say to him out of the sincerity of your own experience what it is that's going on, what it is that you need him to do. But you've got to be sincere when you go to him. You've got to be true. You've got to know that you are in relationship with God, and God wants you to be well, to do well. And so when you go to him as a loving heavenly father, he wants to hear you tell him what you want. The next thing the word says is not only go to him in prayer, but in supplication. Now, supplication is a special word, because you say, well, isn't prayer and supplication the same thing? Not quite. Because supplication is an earnest pleading. In other words, supplication, you've asked him for it in prayer. But supplication is that place where you get to where you're saying to them, Lord, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. It's like, I know I already told you, but Lord, I really want it. I really need it. And you're the only one who can do it for me, Lord. And I need you to understand that I need you to do it, and I need you to do it now. Supplication is an earnest pleading with God. It's something that God knows you really want, and you're not going to leave it alone. You're not just going to say it and walk away. You mean this. You mean it. And God sees it, and God knows it, and God feels it. And God then, because of that earnest pleading, blesses you in the manner that you have need of. But then the next thing says, with thanksgiving. Now, I've heard of many people pray, and very seldom do I hear them in their prayer with thanksgiving or giving God thanks. Now, listen at this, because once we learn that we can go to God, no, you don't need pastor, no, you don't need the prayer warriors, no, you don't need anybody else to tell God for yourself what you need to tell him. But we can join you in prayer with you. But you need to say some things as the lead prayer. All right? But listen, when you do that, then you need to make it clear. God, I would go somewhere else, but nobody else can help me. So I'm coming to you. And I'm going to stay right there till you do what I need you to do. And then when you tell him that, you begin to recognize 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 says, we have this confidence that if we ask him for anything, we know that he will hear us. And if he hears us, we know we have the answer to our petition. So in other words, what you're saying is, the reason I'm going to, in supplication, keep pleading with God is because I want to make sure he hears me. Because David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So when I'm convinced that the Lord has heard me, guess what I do next? I start giving him thanks. It's a good time to get my praise on. I don't have to wait till he delivers it. Because here's the truth of the word. My confidence is, all I've got to know is he heard me. That's why the songwriters say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied my every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And so my thanks and my praise begins before I end my prayer. Thank you for hearing me. How many of you know sometimes it's just good for somebody to hear you? I just need to tell. I need to get it off my chest. But when you take it to God and know that God hears you, knowing he's the only one who can change you and your situation, oh, it shall die. Well, did you get it? It's on the way. Yeah, glory. I just want to thank you for opening the doors you're going to open. I want to thank you for making the way you're going to make. I want to thank you for that promotion I'm so deserving of. I want to thank you for that increase in my life. I want to thank you for expanding my territory. I want to thank you for the healing before it yet arrives. I want y'all not hearing me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And so when you get through with that, listen to what the word says. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests, listen, plural, not one, but all of them, let your requests. I need to tell somebody, we serve a big God. I said, we serve a big God. And everything you have need of and everything that you desire and everything that you can ask of, he's got that and a whole lot more. So don't ever think God gets tired of hearing you and fulfilling your requests. Listen to this. I want you to hear me as I bring it to a close. Let your request be made known. Now, one of the things, again, I want to say about request is God already knows what's in your heart. You know, you got some saints who are a little pious and, you know, a little super, you know, sanctified and all. But the Lord knows everything. And he knows my needs. And you know, if the Lord doesn't provide, I don't need it. I have one word for you. But I'm not going to say it. Jesus said, Matthew 6, ask. Ask. You see, one of the things God wants you to recognize is that we have relationship. Relationship. That means, listen, that when you are in a relationship, it's you and another. In this case, it's you and God. God is our Father. We are his children. He takes offense at the fact that you belong to the Most High God, have access to everything that's available to you in the earth realm by way of joint heirship with Jesus Christ. And yet you go around deficient of the things you need or even the things you desire because you don't want to ask. You see, I've discovered most folk don't ask because they don't want folk to ask them. I know folk today don't like giving gifts because they don't want folk to ask them for no gift. No, don't give me nothing. Here's the bigger message, because I don't want to give you nothing. Some folk don't want God to ask God for anything because it requires a certain lifestyle. It requires them to spend time with God. It requires them to read his word. It requires them to talk to him. It requires them to give their tithes and offerings. It y'all getting quiet on me yet. It requires them to do their part. And many don't want to do their part. And so because of that, they don't want to ask God for anything. Here's the next reason. Because they don't feel worthy. They don't feel worthy. They ain't been to church and you know when. I mean, they've not talked about the Lord, talked, you know, to others about him, haven't given God his praise, you know, wherever they were, the witness that they're believers. People are so shocked on their jobs when they find out you're a Christian. They like, you go to church? I mean, there's no sign, no evidence that you know the man. And so they don't understand. Listen, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus paid it all. You trying to make a way when God has already made a way. It's just about connecting with him and tapping into the endless resources that God provides for his children. And so here's the word saying, let your request be made known. Stop letting other folk make requests. I want you to tell the Lord for me, I need to pay. Tell him yourself. Listen, I don't mind praying with you, and even I don't mind praying for you at times, but when there are requests for things you want, you need to tell him. Pastor, pray for me a good husband. Now, baby, I think you need to be praying for yourself for that. Because if I pray for you a good husband, and God send you a good husband, and he's not tall, dark, and handsome, and he's not making six figures, drive a BMW, a Mercedes, a Lexus, or all of those fine cars, don't live in his own house, don't have all this. He's an humble man, work a 40-hour week, making $8 an hour, you know, doing the best he can, love the Lord, come to church, pray, do all he can, and you look at me like, Pastor, that ain't what I wanted. You didn't ask God yourself for what you wanted. You weren't specific enough to tell him what you want. So you get what you get. He's a good man. That's what you asked for. Let your requests be made known. Now, what's interesting about this word known, if you check it out, you'll see that it literally has many different definitions, but the two that fit best here in this verse is certify and declare. Here's what it means. Let your request be certified. In other words, register. Have you ever sent anything certified mail? That means it is registered mail. It ain't like just sending first class. First class is good, but sometimes you need to send registered or certified mail. And listen at this. If you're smart, you'll get a return receipt with it, which means when they get it, they've got to sign and let you know they've gotten your mail. Y'all don't hear me. And see, that's where you get your receipt from the Spirit of God, who gives you peace underneath the skin, who lets you know your mail has been received. It's been instant message, and God is going to do what you asked him to do because you sent this certified mail. But here's the next definition. Declare. Declare is a formal rendering or proclamation of what you desire. So he's saying, listen, you need to make sure that you certify your proclamation, certify what you declare, because when you declare a thing, you are taking the official route and saying to God, I'm saying this based on something greater than me, and that is his word. See, when you declare something, you've got to say, Father, you said in your word, by his stripes, I am heal. Now, don't be fooled, because sometimes your healing can be instant and sometimes your healing can be delayed. But guess what? Your healing is never denied. Now, some people might say, well, somebody died with such and such a thing and they were a Christian. Yeah, but did they press their claim? And see, God could be sending it, but here's what you need to know. You're not one-dimensional. It's not just your flesh. Sometimes your spirit needs healing more than your flesh needs healing. And sometimes you've got to recognize that God knows what's best for you. And when your time has come, whether you have gotten deliverance in this earth realm or not, when it's all said and done, God's already provided a brand new body for you. You're going to be healed. Matter of fact, you won't even have to worry about any ills, any hurts, any crying, any dying, any problems, all the rest of those things, because God has a place for the faithful believer who lives according to his word and who die in the Lord. And so when you make your request known unto God, you're saying, God, here is my desire. Now you do with it what you please, because sometimes God chooses to upgrade our request. He can do that. You might ask him for this, and he says, no, I want to give you favor and bless you with greater than what you have asked for. See, when you learn how to ask God for the right things, you remember Solomon went to the Lord, and when Solomon went to the Lord, he didn't pray to be a great king who would conquer many armies. He didn't pray to be the richest king that would have the greatest wealth of any king on earth. He didn't pray for long life. Lord, let me live as long as I want, and for as long as I want, let me live, let me want for nothing. He didn't pray that kind of vain prayer. But he said, give me an understanding heart that I might judge this so great a people. In other words, God, I want to be and I want to do what you want me to do, and I want to operate in your wisdom to be able to do exactly what pleases you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax, from Alexandria, Louisiana.